السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Whenever we carry out any deed, any action, then before carrying out the action, we make an intention. So first, the thought crosses our mind that let me carry out this action, let me carry out this deed. And thereafter, we carry out that particular action. It's not possible for a person to just simply do something without the thought first crossing his mind. So when this thought crosses a person's mind, it will either be a good thought or an evil thought. With our knowledge, with our ilm, our dini understanding, we know what is correct and what is incorrect, what is right, what is wrong. So sometimes good thoughts cross our mind and sometimes evil thoughts cross our mind. And these thoughts that cross our mind, they are like guests. So just as when you have a guest at your house, if you were to entertain that guest, if you were to be hospitable to him, look after him well, make him feel at home, make him feel wanted, then this guest will come again to your house. He will visit you again. And on the contrary, if we are not hospitable to our guests, if we do not make them feel at home, rather if we give them this perception that you are not wanted here, then such an individual, he will not come again. The thought may cross his mind that maybe on this particular occasion this person wasn't feeling well, or circumstances were such, so let me try one more time. But it happens once, it happens twice, it happens three times maximum. A noble person, someone with nobility, he will realize and understand and get the point that I'm not wanted here, and he will not return. And on the other hand, if the person is not noble, then it's possible that he may continue persisting. He may come four times, five times, six times, seven times. But sooner or later, even he will stop coming. So in the same way, these good thoughts and these bad thoughts, they are also like guests. When a good thought crosses our mind, for example, someone could have been sitting at home and the thought may have crossed their mind that let me go early for the Jummah. I'm sitting at home, I have nothing to do, let me go early. There are rewards. Whoever comes earliest for Jummah gets the most reward. Then a person comes with this intention that let me go early so I will get to learn something. I will get to sit in a deeni talk. I will spend more time in the masjid. There are plenty of intentions you can make. So when this thought crosses the mind, now that person will think, shall I go, shall I not go? Shall I go, shall I not go? You will either entertain this good thought or you are turning your face away from this good thought. Just like you either entertain your guest or you turn your face away from the guest. So if you don't entertain good thoughts, let me open that door, I think. If we don't entertain good thoughts, then it's just like the guest. It's just like the noble guest. That this good thought will think to itself that I'm not wanted here. Now maybe the good thought will come a second time, maybe a third time maximum. But thereafter this good thought will stop coming into your mind. Now you will be deprived. And as far as evil thoughts are concerned, then same thing. You don't entertain the evil thought. You feel like committing a sin, you turn your face away. You don't give it any attention. Once, twice, three times, four times. Because it's not noble, it'll come more. But sooner or later, even this evil thought will stop coming in your mind. So good thoughts and evil thoughts, they are both like guests. If you entertain them, they will continue to come. If you don't entertain them, they will stop coming. This is the first point. Now, as far as carrying out actions is concerned, when an evil thought crosses our mind, we know that we have to refrain from that action. We cannot carry out that action. Whether we have a good intention or we have an evil intention. Evil actions, they are not based on intention. A person cannot say to himself that I'm going to rob the bank and after robbing the bank, I'm going to use this money to assist the poor people. So look, I've got a good intention, so I can do it. No. An evil action is an evil action. Intention makes no difference. When it comes to good deeds and good actions, this is when good deeds are judged in accordance to the intentions. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are judged according to the intentions. So you're carrying out the good deed. First is the intention of carrying out the good deed. But then comes an inner intention that why am I carrying out this good deed now? I am going to the masjid, but why am I going to the masjid? What's the intention? Now many a times, because we become so accustomed to so many good deeds, we just continue to do them without any intention. So because you go every Friday, so even today you are going. It's just become part and parcel of your life. So yes, you will be rewarded, but you won't be able to gain maximum reward from that action because you're not making any intention. So we need to make a good intention before we do anything, any good deed. We need to have a good intention that this is why I am carrying out the good deed. This is the intention behind it. Good intention. And as far as good intention is concerned, a person can make as many good intentions as he wants. The more good intentions he will make, the more reward he will get for that action. A person applies itr and perfume. So one person could apply itr and perfume simply because it's become his habit. He's not made no intention. You have another person, he makes the intention that I am applying itr because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to apply itr. Now he's going to gain reward for this. A third person makes this intention, but with this he makes a second intention also. That because I am going to the masjid, so out of respect for the masjid, out of honor for the masjid, I am applying perfume. He will get double reward. Same action, but more reward. And a third person, he makes these two intentions, and with these two intentions, he makes a third intention. That when I will go to the masjid, there will be other Muslim brothers of mine who will be sitting there. If I have a pleasant smell, then they will feel happy. It will make them feel comfortable. And making another Muslim happy is something which makes Allah happy. Look, he is getting more reward. So in one action, we can make so many different intentions and we can gain so much reward. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that if my companions from amongst them, one of them was to spend a very small amount, a very small amount in the path of Allah, and one of you were to spend an entire mountain of gold, you still will not be able to gain the same reward as my companions. One of the reasons for this is that they had mastered their intentions. Their sincerity when they would do something would be solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intention has to be correct, number one. And number two, after the intention is correct, we need to work on trying to make as many intentions as we possibly can behind every deed and every action we do. Hadrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great sheikh of his time, he mentions that when I enter my house, then as is the norm that when a person enters his house, you will see that young children in the house, they will come running to the person, to the father, to the mother. So he says, when they come running to my house, the natural, what you do naturally is you pick up the child. You show the child love. You hug the child. You kiss the child. But Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say that when a child would come running to me in this manner, first I would pause. And I would tell myself that when Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu used to come running to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pick them up and show them love. So I am also doing this in imitating my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this action became ibadah. This action became a means of reward and thawab. This action became sunnah now. So through intention, we can gain so much reward. We can make our 24 hours of the day ibadah and worship. We can gain reward at every single moment of our life. One is that person that at night he goes to sleep. So he goes to sleep and he wakes up 6 hours later, 7 hours later. So 6, 7 hours, as far as akhirah is concerned, you've gained nothing. 6 hours have passed, 7 hours have passed. And for many, this is probably the case, that from the time they became baligh until today, they've been sleeping for 6, 7, 8 hours at night, every single night. Imagine how many hours of their life has gone by, where they've gained nothing. But if before going to sleep, we just made this intention, that I am sleeping because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to also sleep. Now this is 6 hours of ibadah. Without doing anything. You're sleeping and the angel is writing down that this person is emulating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're gaining reward. And that's just one intention. You can make a second intention that I am sleeping because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this body. It's not my body, it's Allah ta'ala's. This body is a trust from Allah. This is why we cannot do whatever we want with this body. We have to use this body the way Allah ta'ala wants us to. So part of the trust is that we ensure that we look after this body. وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. This body also has a right over you. When Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and one of the other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made them brothers. Made them brothers means that when the people from Makkatul Mukarrama migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, so the people of Makkah, they had nothing in Medina. No houses, no land, no money. They left everything behind for the sake of Islam and they migrated. They migrated to Medina Munawwara. So when they reached Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired up one resident of Medina with one resident of Makkah. This is called mu'akhat in the terminology of the ulama. Brotherhood, establishing brotherhood between the people of Medina and the people of Makkah. And the people of Madinatul Munawwara, they welcome the people of Makkatul Mukarramas in such an amazing manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises their quality in the Quran. What does Allah ta'ala say? Yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim. They love those individuals who migrate towards them. They love the immigrants. They don't organize protests against the immigrants. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And on one occasion, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received some land, he received some land. So he called the Ansar, Sa'd ibn Ubadah and Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, two great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the leaders of the Ansar. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he is the very sahabi regarding whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of his demise said, Ihtazza arshur rahman bi Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. That when Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, then the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to move and shake out of excitement. That the soul of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is coming up into the heavens. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking on his toes during the funeral of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. So the sahaba could not understand that why is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking in such a manner. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that there is no space for me to put my entire foot down on the floor because of the amount of angels that have descended to participate in the funeral of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. A great sahabi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, because he was the leader of the Ansar. And he said, after this expedition, I have received many pieces of land. So I wish to make a proposal. And the proposal is, there are two options. One option is that I give half of the land to you, Ansar, and I give half of the land to the Muhajirin. I distribute it equally. But if I distribute it equally, the result will be that the Muhajirin, they will still remain indebted to you. So you will still have to continue looking after them. Because that half of the land which each person will be given will not be sufficient for him to become independent. He will remain dependent on you. So you will continue to look after him also, but you will get some land also. And the second option is that this land, I give all of it to the Muhajirin, so they become dependent, and then you no longer have to look after them anymore. These were the two options. So what is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He said, we the Ansar, we have a third option. And the third option is that you give everything to them, but we still continue looking after them. This was a time when Muslims used to live in the world. This is what you call a Muslim. And this is what you call a human also. Today, we don't have humans also, and we don't have Muslims. Today, we fight with our own blood brothers over petty things. Even if it's an amount, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, but no, it's mine. So I was mentioning regarding Salman radiallahu anhu an. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had paired up these two individuals also. So Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, due to his desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had increased to such a level, and he had gone to such extremes that he was giving no attention to his wife. One day Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered, and he asked the wife of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So she, in a polite manner, in a respectful manner, implied towards this fact that your brother Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he has no inclination towards the world. That day, when Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned home, he said to Salman radiallahu anhu that, you eat, I am fasting, so I am not going to eat. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that, you will sit down with me, this is an optional fast, you are going to break your fast and you are going to eat with me. You are not allowed to fast. Thereafter at night, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, oh Salman, you retire to bed, I am going to do ibadah and worship Allah. Again, Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, no, you go to your bed. You are not allowed to stand. You are not allowed to pray salah. After some time, again Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to come out of his bed to worship Allah. Salman radiallahu anhu was waiting, and he said, go back. And in the last portion of the night, then Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that, now you may wake up and now you may perform tahajjud salah. And there, it was on that occasion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these points, that inna li nafsika alayka haqqa, وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَلِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. That your body, it has a right over you. Your nafs, it has a right over you. Your family, they have a right over you. فَأْتُوا كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍّ حَقَّ. So give each and every individual who has a right over you, fulfill the right. So the body has a right. So if the point I was mentioning is that at night when you retire to bed, if you were to retire to bed with this intention that because my body has this right to rest, this is why I am resting. Now again, this whole night is going to be ibadah. And then a person makes this intention that I am going to sleep so that I can practice upon all the sunnats of sleeping, all the etiquettes of sleeping. He will get even more reward, and then he will get reward for every etiquette he brings into his life. Same goes for eating. From the time you became Balik till today, how many times have you eaten? How many hours of your life have you spent in eating? Must be in the thousands by now, for the majority. But again, no intention. The food comes in front, you feel like eating it, so you eat it. If only before eating you could control yourself and make this intention that because my Nabi used to eat, this is why I am eating. Now this eating has become ibadah also. And like that in every action, the first intention we can make is that because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this, this is why I am doing it. So your whole day will be ibadah and your whole night will be ibadah. So this is a very easy method to gain reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without even having to do anything extra. This is a gift for you today. A gift, but because it's not monetary, because it's not something tangible, nobody will think of it as a gift. That's why not even one person said Jazakallahu khairan here. You know, sitting here and doing Juma Bayan is like being in the graveyard. Everyone, mashallah, silent. If someone gave you £1, you'd say Jazakallah, but this is nothing. Because we don't understand the value of these things. You've just been taught how you can gain reward at every single second of your life from now until you breathe your last. Okay. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله. Make the rose. Stand up in your places and make the rose.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
brothers are reminded tomorrow after Asr Salah, our weekly Darse Quran will take place. All brothers are requested to participate. And please donate generously on your way out towards the running cost of the masjid.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows, stand close together, fill in any empty spaces.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. اللهم إني ضربت نفسي ضربا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
ربنا لا تقولنا